are here at the closing day of the World Ag Congress, and Novus International has held their own roundtable on sustainability. With me is Charlie Arnott, who is with the Center for Food Integrity. And Charlie, tell us a little bit about what your message was to the Novus roundtable regarding sustainability for agriculture.
Cindy, part of the message is that we really have to work hard on building consumer trust and confidence in the contemporary U.S. food system if we want to have a system that's truly sustainable. And we define sustainability as systems that are ethically grounded, scientifically verified, and economically viable. And if they aren't all three, we don't believe that they're sustainable, nor will they be supported by consumers.
Well, why then do you think, I mean, you've identified really the consumer confidence and trust issue as being the most important one. Why is that so important?
Well, because consumers are completely disconnected, I mean, as we all know, from contemporary food production practices, and that diminishes their level of trust in the food system. People don't tend to trust what they don't understand, and they don't want all the details about the food system. Part of what we've tried to do is educate people about what we do. What they're really interested in knowing is, do you still care? Are you still committed to doing what's right? They're looking for permission to believe that the contemporary food system is still consistent with their values. If we can help them with that, we could be successful long term.
Now, CFI has done quite a bit of research in to find this kind of thing out. Tell us a little bit about how you found these things out.
We did a number of things. We actually partnered with Steve Sapp at Iowa State University to look at the research that had been done on what drives trust in food. We looked at 21 different pieces of research and identified three common elements: confidence, competence, and influential others. Confidence is about value similarity or shared ethics. Competence is about science, technology, our ability to prove we're doing a good job. And influential others are friends and family and credentialed individuals that you trust. And what we found in going back and doing the structural equation modeling is that for consumers on issues of food safety, animal well-being, environment, etc., confidence or shared values is 4 to 5 times more important in building trust than demonstrating our competence. And historically, what we've done in agriculture, particularly animal agriculture, is we've focused on talking about our competence, giving people data, helping them understand the science. If they understand the science, clearly they will trust us. What this model tells us is science is a good foundation, but what they really want to know is, do you share my values and do you share my ethics before they'll trust us?
And it seems like there's a perception disconnect, that people still perceive farmers as being these old-time, you know, on the farm, and they do things the old-fashioned way. And I guess what you've told us is that there is a disconnect, that they don't seem to know what we do anymore, what agriculture does, because they view it as the way it was in their grandparents' or great-grandparents' day. Is that right?
Oh, that's absolutely right. I mean, what they tell us is, we trust farmers, but we're not sure what you're doing as farming because of the size and the scale and our use of technology. And that really raises questions, because as people in the focus group said, you know, when I drive down the road and I see row after row after row after row of barns, I'm not sure that that's farming. I don't know what that is. And that's the challenge we have to overcome by helping them understand that, yes, we're larger, yes, we use technology, yes, we've improved our systems, but we're still the same good, hardworking people we've always been.
And you're translating this information that you learned into action by starting a campaign that you're starting in Ohio. How are you going to try to make that connection between agriculture, modern agriculture, and today's consumer?
Well, we've got to do it by connecting people to people, because the consumers are telling us, look, we don't trust systems, we're not sure we trust companies, we're not sure we trust processors, but we trust other people who we believe share our values. So we've created an overarching campaign to build consumer trust and confidence by finding ways to drive consumers to a website where they can actually interact with individual producers. We'll use free groceries for a year as a way to drive them there, and then we'll figure out different ways to continue to connect so they can interact and be engaged with people who share their values, who are involved in contemporary food production.
Now, here at the Novus Roundtable, we have an international audience here. How does what you're talking about that's taking place here in the United States relate to people from different countries? We have people from Europe here, India, Africa, all over the place. How does this relate to them?
Well, clearly shared values are important regardless of the culture. Now, the values may be different. And if you look at the European model, clearly there are going to be some different values. And culturally and politically, they've decided to support certain styles of agriculture that are lifestyle-driven as opposed to production-driven. And so those values will be somewhat different. But what we do know is that shared values are a key component of building trust, regardless of the culture.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Charlie Arnott, Center for Food Integrity, here at the Novus Roundtable, concluding the World Ag Congress in St. Louis. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.